Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. Praise the Lord on tonight. Amen. We are grateful. Grateful that the Lord has brought us together again on this night. Amen. Just grateful. Amen. On this August the 15th. I tell you, this year is quickly. Amen. Spreading. Amen. It's moving. Here we are in August already. Seems like the year just came in. But we're grateful to the Lord that he's brought us together, and we're grateful that each of you have decided to join us on tonight. And I tell you, we are just grateful. Amen. And as you're coming in, we just want to ask you if you would go ahead and invite someone else to come in. Amen. And take somebody and invite them to come on in and join you tonight on the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Invite them to come in. We are sure, amen, that they will be blessed. Amen. So go ahead and invite them to come in. Glory to God. Call a friend. As Evangelist Bond said, call a friend, call a neighbor. Amen. She even says, call your enemies. Amen, Jesus. Call somebody, anybody, everybody, and let them know that we are here. Text them. Let them know that we're here and that we are expecting them, amen, to come and join us. Let them know that there's surely a space for them here on the Prayer News Network Global. Thank God for you again, each and every one of you. We always like to give special recognition or shout out to those that are listening via radio, those that are listening, glory to God, in other countries. We thank God for you. We always like to at least let you know, amen, that we know that you're listening, amen. We always try to let you know. We want to call your countries out to let you know that we know that you're listening on tonight and always, amen. So, amen, just kind of run down our list right quick like, amen. Glory to God for whatever country you're in, amen. And we realize that we still, there's some that we may not have. Glory to God, but those that we do have, we just like to let you know that we know that you're listening. Amen. And so glory to God, those that may be listening from Uganda or Saudi Arabia, those listening perhaps from Spain or France or Australia, Malaysia, the Philippines, India, Denmark, Sweden, Russia, Brazil, China, Canada, the UK, glory be to God, from Jamaica, those that may be listening from Tortola, British Virgin Islands, those that may be listening, the Bahamas, from wherever you're listening from, we just want to let you know that we're grateful that you've decided to join us from so many miles away, but you have elected to join us, and we are so grateful that you have. Amen. Grateful that we were able to pick you up on the ping, as they say, in radio vernacular, that you have crossed our waves and you've picked us up, and we just want to thank you for joining us here on the Prayer News Network Global. Thank you so much again for joining us. For those, amen, that may be newcomers, we just want to let you know, as always, that this is a recorded line and that you can get a copy of the broadcast afterwards. We always record, and you can get a copy of the broadcast afterwards. And now we'll give you two numbers. We'll give you two numbers afterwards that you can text and request copies of the broadcast. Amen. So certainly just text us. We'll get those copies to you, and we'll be so grateful. If you would, pass them on to someone else. We'll send them to you directly to your phone. It doesn't cost you anything. Amen. We just ask, kindly ask that you send it to someone else. Amen. Once you get it, just go ahead and share it. Share it with someone else. Also, we thank God, amen, that we're reaching. The Lord is expanding our borders. Those that are listening via radio, you can as well, whatever station, however you're listening, you can download a copy of the broadcast. For those that may be listening via Facebook, our Prayer News Network page, we thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for continuing to share the broadcast. Thank you, thank you. And to those that are listening, that is another way that you can get a copy of the broadcast. If you prefer not to get it sent to your phone, you can certainly go out to our Prayer News Network page at any time and listen to the previous broadcasts that are out there. Amen. So if you would share, if you would share, share, share. Amen. We want people to hear this gospel. As you know, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of churches that are beginning to close again because of the Delta variant. And we just want everyone to know, amen, that we are here every night at 9 o'clock. You can come. You can join us. Amen, Jesus. Come and hear what thus saith the Lord. We're grateful that the Lord has sent amazing people, men and women of God, to the line, and they are coming. And they are blessing us, amen. And we're just so grateful for each and every one of them, amen, coming to share, coming to give the people of God a word. And we're just so grateful for that, amen, all over the world, all over the U.S., amen, even in London, even in Africa, glory to God, even in Bahamas, we've had men and women of God to come and share. And we're grateful for that, amen. We as well, in our capturing those precious moments when these men and women of God go forth, we thank God that we never knew that we would be to this point, that God has given us the grace and space to be able to rebroadcast several of those messages. We realize that there are several people that may not have been here early on, amen, or that you may have missed a particular night, amen, or that, glory be to God, for whatever the reason, for whatever the reason. But we thank God that we were able to capture, amen, these precious broadcasts, and that we're able to rebroadcast, amen, glory to God. So we thank God, amen, for your patience. We thank God again for those that the Lord is sending to this line to be a blessing to this outreach ministry, amen. Again, go ahead and send out a text message or two and let the people know that we're here. Let them know. Let them know. Amen. Come on in to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. We thank God on tonight for our leaders. I just want to thank God for my leaders. Amen. The late apostle, Dr. S.D. James. Thank the Lord for him. Thank the Lord for Mother Carrie James. Amen. The first family. Thank the Lord on tonight. Glory be to God for our senior apostle, Apostle Samuel Huggins James, and thanking God for Lady Huggins James. Amen. Thanking the Lord tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina and Lady Tina, and thanking him tonight, amen, for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Thanking the Lord for him and First Lady Taylor. Amen, Jesus. They actually celebrated 34 years in ministry on today. Amen. So we thank God for them. Amen. For hanging in there. Amen. For staying the course. So many are getting off course these days. Glory to God. But we thank God that they are steadying the course and that they're hanging in there. Amen. And we just bless God for that on tonight. We thank God tonight for our PNN advisors, each and every one of them holding their place and space, and thanking God for their prayers, amen, for their precious prayers concerning this line, amen, concerning this work, many of them in other ministries, but yet and still God has, amen, brought them to this ministry that they would be a blessing. And I tell you, people of God, indeed, they are being a blessing. So we thank God for each and every one of them holding their space and place here in this outreach ministry. Such a blessing. Such a blessing. Amen. And people of God, the Lord did it just for you. Amen. Because you are coming to this line. You're being blessed in this work. Amen. So you've got to know that the Lord has you in mind. Amen. Glory to God. So we don't want to keep it to ourselves, but we want to share. We want to share it with others. Glory be to God. We want to be a blessing to others. Amen. So if you would, again, go ahead and send out a text message or two to a couple of people to let them know that we are on, amen, and they should come. To compel them to come, amen. Compel them to come, amen. Perhaps you've been texting a couple of people, amen. Go ahead and switch it up, amen, and text someone else, amen. Glory be to God. That's the way I do it, amen. Okay, I got this list right here, amen. I sent them 2 weeks straight. So now I'm going to switch it up and I'm going to send it over to another group. Amen. Glory be to God. So that we don't listen. We don't want to wear out their patience. Amen. But we want them to come because there's some good things that are happening on this line. Amen. So we bless the Lord, people of God, again, for each and every one on tonight. Glory to God. We're not going to hold you long on tonight. We thank God. Amen. For what the Lord did. Amen, in your places of worship on today. We pray, amen, that, listen, we pray that you receive showers of blessings on today. We pray, amen, Lord of God, that you, listen, you didn't just meet the Lord there, amen, but that you beat him, that you took him with you, amen, glory be to God, because in him we live and move and have our beings, amen. We pray that you are stirred in your praise already. Glory be to God. We pray, amen, Jesus, that when the praise begin to go forth, Lord of God, listen, you already had that mountaintop praise because you are already in that place. Amen. Glory to God. Didn't have to pump you, didn't have to prime you. Amen, Jesus, but you are already in that sacred place in God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. That's a beautiful place to be. Amen. It's a beautiful place to be. It's not predicated on anybody. Amen. Your praise is not predicated on anybody. It's not predicated on the musicians and them not being in their place. Amen. It's not predicated on the devotional leader being in the right key. It's not predicated on any of that. Glory to God. But it's what comes up out of your soul. Amen. As you make melody, as you give praise, as you give thanks unto the Lord, amen. Your praise being pure before the Lord, amen. That's what it's all about, amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord. We give him thanks on the night, amen. We want to ask you again to go ahead and send out a text message or two, amen, to the people and let them know that we're here, amen. For those that are listening on Facebook, those that are listening via radio, we thank God for you, amen. Go ahead and send out a text message now and let them know that we're here. Let me give you the number, amen, if you're listening via Facebook and anyone who wants to dial in, if you're listening via radio, amen, that number is, amen, if you want to dial into the broadcast, that number is 339-209-6891. And again, that's 339-209-6891, amen, if you want to call in and share your praise report, or you just want to call in and give your prayer. If you have a prayer request that you would like to give during the time after the message comes, you can certainly do that. Amen. Let me give you that number one more time, 339-209-6891. Amen. So certainly you can come on into the broadcast, amen. Come on in and join us, amen. Come on in and let your voice be heard, amen. Glory be to God. So people of God, tonight, amen, Jesus, we're going to, amen, go ahead and have a word of prayer. Then we're going to, glory to God, go forth again tonight, amen, with another one of our rebroadcasts. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. I don't know about you, but I am enjoying this word, glory to God. I mean, we've been out of here about 500 and something days, almost, I'm sorry, 400 and something days, close to 500. Amen, Jesus. And some of these broadcasts go way, way, way back. Amen, Jesus, from these men and women of God. So, glory to God. Sometimes you miss some things. You miss one of the, you know, you get that little piece of meat on the bone. Amen, Jesus. And before you release it, it's like, I got to get that little piece right there. Amen. So that's what these rebroadcasts do. Amen. They enable you to go back and be like, did I miss that? You know, so you go back and get that little piece of meat right there in that little corner. Amen, Jesus. Amen. Somebody knows what I'm talking about. Amen. Glory to God. Whether it's a chicken bone or steak, amen, or turkey, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Whatever. Seafood, that last little piece, you got to go back and get it. Amen. So that's what these rebroadcasts are doing. Amen. Enabling us to go back and be refreshed. Amen. On that we heard. Again, get that little piece that we missed. Amen. So we thank God for you tonight, people of God. Go ahead and send out that text message. We're not going to hold you long on tonight. Amen, Jesus. But we are going to go ahead and sanctify the line tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And we're just giving God thanks, giving God praise on tonight. Amen. For our speaker on tonight, glory be to God, our PNN advisor. Amen. Glory be to God, the evangelist Emmanuel Holmes. Amen. We thank God for this man of God. Amen. Holding such a stance of holiness. Glory be to God. True holiness. True holiness. Unadulterated. Amen. Glory to God. Not cutting any corners. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. But getting it right to the quick. Amen. By the word of God. Amen. So we thank God. Amen. For our speaker on tonight in advance. Glory to God. We thank God for him. People of God, get ready on tonight. Amen. Get your pen, get your paper. Glory to God. Get your pen and your paper and get ready for the word on tonight. Glory be to God. And right after the prayer, amen, we're going to release the line, amen, unto the man of God. So let us go, amen, into a word of prayer on tonight. Again, we're not going to hold you long, people of God, but we want you to get all you can all you can get. Amen. People of God, we need it. We need it in this hour. All of this word that's coming forth, amen, this word is coming forth to sharpen us. It's coming forth, amen, to build us up, to quicken us, amen. This word is coming forth, glory be to God, to take the chaff away, amen, to cut away those things that are not like God. Amen. This is what the word is doing. This word, amen, that is coming forth, it is fertilizer. It's like fertilizer to our soul. Amen. Our spirit man is being quickened by the word of God, the preached word of God. Amen. Glory to God. It's doing all of that. Amen. So as you're listening, amen, as we're listening to the very same word, amen, it's doing so much. Listen, my God, I'm telling you this word, amen, for you, amen, Jesus, it may be a cutting away, amen, for me, it may be a building up, for someone else, it may be opening their eyes to enlighten them to see, for someone else, glory to God, it may be direction, for someone else, it may be healing, amen, so when this word comes, amen, I'm telling you, it's doing so much. That's the word of God. That's what the word of God does. Amen. It does so much, glory to God, for the people of God. And guess what, people of God? He knows what we need, amen, before we even ask. Amen. So tonight, amen, people of God, let us, amen, go before the throne of grace. Amen. Have a word on tonight. Glory be to God. And then, as we stated, we're going to go right into our word. Amen.
Glory the recording has started.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you. We bless you on tonight. We come into this place with uplifted hands, uplifted heart on tonight. We come to give you praise. We come to give you thanks. We come to give you the glory that is due unto your name. Father, we come on tonight in humble submission. We come tonight, Father, because we need you. We come tonight, glory to God, because no other help do we know. Father, and we're coming tonight looking unto you, for you're the heel, you're our help, for our help cometh from you. And we thank you tonight. We're thanking you, glory be to God, for loving us. We're thanking you for your kindness. We're thanking you for all of your mercies unto us, your people. We thank you on tonight, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank you on tonight, glory be to God, for loving us, Father, before we even knew what love was all about. And we give you thanks and we give you praise. Father, we bless you on tonight. We bless you on tonight, for our lives are hid in you. And we're thanking you tonight. We're glorifying you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you on tonight for saving us this night. We're thanking you, glory be to God, for sanctifying us, oh God. We're thanking you for filling us with your precious Holy Ghost. We thank you tonight, glory to God. We thank you, glory to God, for our destinies are in you, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for your leading. Thank you for your guidance on tonight. Father, we thank you tonight, glory to God, for everything that we need is in you. And we give you thanks and we give you praise on tonight. And this night, glory to God, we're asking that you would look upon us. Look upon each and every one of us tonight. Look upon us, oh God, not in our sins, oh God, not in those ways, oh God, not in your wrath, God, those ways that we miss you. But we're asking you on tonight to forgive us now. We're asking you to forgive us of our sin, forgive us of our transgression. Forgive us, oh God, in those ways that we've missed you, in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking that you pardon us on tonight, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you this night to create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight to have mercy upon us, your people, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for you said by your word to seek you, and we're coming tonight. We're seeking your face. We're coming tonight seeking more of you. We're coming on tonight, glory be to God, for you, glory to God, are the potter, and we are but clay. And we're coming on tonight, glory to God, yielded unto you, yielded and still, in the precious name of Jesus. And we say unto you, glory to God, Father, have your way. Have your way in our lives. Have your way, glory be to God, in the lives of your people all over the land, in the precious name of Jesus. Some need one thing, oh God, and glory to God, someone else needs another. But Father, we know that all together, you know what we have need of. And Father, we're asking you tonight to let your will be done. Let your will be done in us. Let your will and your will be done in the midst of us, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to do what you will in this hour. Glory be to God. Glorify yourself in the precious name of Jesus. Move upon us tonight. Move, glory to God, upon the altars of the heart of your people. Father, move by your spirit and by your anointing. We do pray in the precious name of Jesus. We pray on tonight, glory to God, that thy will be done. We pray on tonight, thy kingdom come. We come, glory to God, in agreement on tonight, Father, for your will and your will alone, in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you tonight, we're asking you to speak. Glory to God, speak to us tonight. Speak to our very spirit, man. In the precious name of Jesus, glory to God, we're asking you to touch minds on tonight. Touch hearts on tonight. Regulate the mind. Regulate the thinking, oh God. In the precious name of Jesus, we're asking you tonight to cause your light to shine, your light to shine within the minds of your people, oh God, to show us the way that you would have us to go, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, let our coming here not be in vain. Oh, glory be to God, but do what you will. Glory to God. Do what you will, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, shine your light, oh God. Cause your light to shine upon our heart. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Father, take out those things, oh God, that are not like you. Father, but we're asking that you make us and mold us on tonight. Do what you will in the midst of us, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we're thanking you tonight for your word. For your word, glory be to God, is a lamp unto our feet. We thank you tonight. We thank you for your word on tonight. Thank you for your word, oh God, that will shine, that will shine, that shines through the generations. Father, we thank you on tonight. We glorify you on tonight for our families. We're thanking you, glory to God, for each and every one of them. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank you. Glory to God, for in you we live and we move and we have our being. And Father, we thank you for it on tonight. Father, we thank you for your word now. We thank you for your word. Your word that heals, your word that delivers, your word that sets free. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God. We thank you for your word, oh God, that saves. And we say on tonight, oh God, save someone. Save our loved ones, our unsaved loved ones on tonight. Glory to God. Prick their hearts on tonight. Take away the blinders, oh God, that cause them not to see. Take away the blinders that cause them not to hear. Open the deaf ears on tonight. Open the blinded eyes on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, do it. Oh God, we do pray before it's too late in the precious name of Jesus. Father, save tonight. Save by the masses on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Cause your ministering spirits, oh God, that are given unto the heirs of salvation. Glory to God. Cause them to stop. Cause them to think and cause them to hear your voice in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we ask you on tonight. We'll ask you to save to the utmost. Save to the utmost on tonight. From the guttermost to the utmost. Father, save tonight. Save as only you can. Purify us tonight. Oh, God, cause us to be a people. Glory to God. Cause us to be a people unto you. A people. Glory be to God. A holy people unto you, Father. We give you thanks and we give you praise on tonight. Father, now we thank you for your word. Thank you for your word, glory to God, that you've already sent forth in the earth. We thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you for your messenger on tonight. We're asking that you would bless him even now in the precious name of Jesus. Bless him even the more. Glory to God. Bless him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. We ask a special blessing upon him tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Bless the word, oh God, that you placed in his belly. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, for the liberating word that shall come forth. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We honor, we glorify you on tonight. Thank you, oh God, for truly it's your doing and it's marvelous in our eyes. Father, we bless you tonight. Bless you for every soul. Bless you on tonight. Oh, go to Bohotaya. Thank you for healing on tonight. Thank you for delivering on tonight. Thank you, Father, for setting free on tonight by your spirit and by your anointing. Cause your anointing now to rest all over the land. All over the land, oh, glory to God, from continent to continent. Cause your anointing from country to country, state to state, city to city, county to county, oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, do it. Oh, glory to God, and we shall give you glory. We shall give you praise. Father, we shall fail not to give you praise. Oh, and glorify you for all that you've done. And we thank you now in advance in thy precious name, Jesus. We do give you thanks. We do give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen on tonight, amen on tonight, amen. Again, we bless God. We give him thanks. We give him praise. Amen, Jesus, for our PNN advisor. Glory to God, amen, as we come forth tonight with the rebroadcast. Amen, Jesus. But we pray that you open your hearts now. Open your mind. Glory be to God, amen, and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto you on tonight. God bless you. God bless you. And at this time, amen, Jesus, we want you to receive our PNN advisor, glory to God, Minister Emmanuel Hoges. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Lady Kalisa, amen. We just praise God for his love and mercy. Amen. Thank God for you, Evangelist Bradley. Amen. We just thank God, amen, for, amen, this opportunity, amen, to come, amen, to your hearing. Amen. We thank God for, amen, each and every one of the listeners, amen, that have tuned in, amen, tonight, amen, to hear, amen, what thus says the Lord. Amen. We bless God for all things. We thank God for today for each one of your leaders. Thank God for my leaders. Amen. We just thank God for allowing us to come together just one more time. Amen. If somebody said, amen, we're here in the name of the Lord. Amen. I didn't come in my own strength. Amen. But I came in the strength of the Lord. Amen. To do what thus says the Lord. I just bless God, amen, for the great things that God, amen, has been doing. Amen. And yet doing, even through this season that we, amen, are in. Amen. I tell you, amen, God has a ram in the bush. Amen. When one door closed, God always provides another door, amen, for us to walk through. So we're just grateful tonight. We just bless God. We love the Lord because he first loved us. Amen. And while, amen, we're here, we're yet saved. Amen. We're sanctified through the truth. Amen. We do have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That with a mind, amen, to run on and see what the end is going to be. That with a mind to please God. Amen. I praise God in a time like this. I have no other mind, amen, but to please the Lord. It is my desire, amen, that God be pleased with me. Everything that I do and say, amen, I want to be pleasing in the sight of God. Amen. So we just bless God. Amen. Let us pray before, amen, we go into the Word. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we only thank you for this day. We thank you right now. Father God, I just ask that you would touch, oh God, touch me. Oh God, touch this frail body. Oh God, you said it is the spirit that quickens, the flesh profiteth nothing. Oh God, move me out the way, and God, you have your way. Oh God, anoint these lips to pray to declare your word. Let your word be a blessing. Let your word touch. Let your word, oh God, find and reach where it needs to go in the hearts of your people. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that you will strengthen. We pray that you will edify even the body of Christ now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you. We praise you in advance for it. We count it done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and bless God. Amen. We just bless the Lord once again. Amen. For this opportunity to come to you. Amen. To speak a word. Amen. In behalf of our Lord and Savior. Amen. We always should have something good to say about Jesus. Never mind. It doesn't matter what may be kind. Amen. We should always still have something good. Amen. To say for the Master. Amen. A song, amen, comes to my mind. I'm not going to sing it tonight. But if I was to sing a song, it would be, "You don't know what the Lord told me." Amen. You don't know what the Lord told me. It says, you don't know, you wasn't there. You don't know when, and you don't know where. You don't know what the Lord told me. Then the verse of the song goes on, says, "I was praying when the Lord told me. I was praying when the Lord told me." Amen. I pray, amen. Tonight, that's how I feel. Amen. You don't know what the Lord told me. But, amen, if we learn to hear the voice of God, amen, God will speak to us. Amen. And so we're going to go through the Word of God. Amen. We're going to ask if you, amen, have your Bibles handy. We're going to ask if you go to the book of Acts. Amen. We're going to ask if you go to the book of Acts. Amen. The sixth chapter. Amen. We want to read verses 1 through 8. Amen. That's Acts, the sixth chapter. Amen. We want to get reading with verse 1 through 8. And then also we're going to go over to the book of Hebrews. Amen. Following, we want to go to the book of Hebrews. Amen. We want to read one verse from the book of Hebrews, the sixth chapter, verse 3. Amen. Once again, we want to begin our reading from Acts, the sixth chapter. Amen. Begin reading with the first verse. And the Word of God reads, "In those days when the number of the disciples were multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because the widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the twelve called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, It is not reason that we should leave the Word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brothers, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom ye may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the same pleased the whole multitude. And they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Thomas, and Parmenas, and Nicholas, a proselyte of the Antioch, whom they set before the apostles. And when they had prayed, their hands on them, and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a company of the priests were obedient to the faith. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people." Amen. Praise God for that. Also, let us turn over to the book of Hebrews. Amen. The sixth chapter and verse 3. Hebrews, the sixth chapter. Amen. And verse 3. And the word of God reads, "And this will we do if God permits." Amen. It says again, Hebrews 6 and 3. "And this will we do if God permits." Amen. We praise God for reading of his word. We know that God's word is already blessed, and it's blessed forever. Amen. So we praise God tonight, amen, for these passages of scripture. And here, amen, amen, and just a little, amen, little information about, amen, I was praying, amen, I was asking the Lord, Amen. And how that praise God for this ministry, how the Lord has blessed, how the Lord has strengthened me even through this ministry, and even has been building me up. And amen, amen. My spirit has been revived. My inner man has been, amen, stirred back up. Amen. Just through, amen, prayer. Even, amen, at time when I needed it. Amen. Through this prayer line. And I bless God for even how that, amen, my ministry, my pastor in the ministry to own the temple. Amen. Since about June, amen, the Lord put a stirring in my soul, amen, and us. We began to go out, amen, every Sunday, amen, and started in June. We began to go out every Sunday, amen, and have open door service outside. Amen. The Lord began to bless. And I tell you, tremendously, the Lord bless. Amen. We see souls coming, crying out to the Lord. And, amen. We just see God do so many things right before our eyes, even in the midst of this pandemic. Amen. But I praise God, amen, how that last Sunday, amen, the Lord began to lead, amen, to bring it to a close, amen, due to the fact of the weather changes. Amen. It's kind of difficult to be outside, amen, continuously, amen, because of the coldness. But yes, the will of God must be. But how does the Lord begin to lead us? Amen. To amen. Amen. Well done, amen. God was pleased and didn't let us know to bring it to a close. But amen, however, amen, I began to seek the Lord. Amen. I began to pray. I started praying. I said, Lord, I said, what next? Amen. I've been praying. I said, Lord, what's my next assignment? Amen. What is my next commission from you? Amen. And I praise God because even as I began to, amen, pray to the Lord, I began to hear the Lord speak back to me. And I heard the Lord say, give yourself to prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. As I began to, amen, ask the Lord and question the Lord, I said, Lord, now what? What next? What is my next assignment? What is my next commission from you? And I heard the Lord speak back to me and say, give yourself to prayer. Amen. And I said, Lord, I said, amen, this is what we will do. Amen. We will do what you say do. Amen. And here in this passage of scripture, amen, as you read in Acts, the 6th chapter, it says, in those days when the number of the disciples were multiplied, there arose a mumbling of the Christians against the Hebrews because the widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Amen. The disciples began to tell, amen, the other disciples. Amen. See, the 12 chosen disciples, they began to call the other disciples, meaning those that began to follow Jesus, amen, began to make themselves acceptable for the master's use. Amen. The 12 chosen disciples began to call them, amen, and say, amen, it is that reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Meaning it does not make sense, amen, that we have to leave the word of God. We have to stop preaching and declaring, delivering God's word, amen, to go, amen, and serve tables, to, amen, do administration and to go and see about, amen, this and that. When, amen, when you are in place, when you can, amen, be of assistance and you can help take the light and the load and do so many things. Amen. See, it's important to do what God calls you to do. Amen. The Bible says, let every man, amen, abide in his calling, wherewith he was called. Amen. It's not that, amen, you can't, amen, have the ability to do this and do other things as well. But, amen, you're more effective when you are in place. You become more effective when you do what it is that God has called you to do. Amen. And here the disciples begin to call the other disciples, the 12 chosen disciples begin to call the other disciples and say, it is not, amen, it is not right that we should leave the word of God. Amen. Says, amen. And how that is right for us to take care of the widows. Amen. I'm a firm believer in that. That, amen, as we as people of God, we have a responsibility, amen, to attend to the oldest saints. Amen. The elderly saints. We have an obligation unto them. We have an obligation, amen, to, amen, minister to them. Amen. To see about their welfare. To make sure, amen, that they're maintained. To make sure that they're okay. Hallelujah. But one thing about it, amen, we got to still deliver and declare what God has called us to do. Mm-hmm. Amen. And here the disciples begin to say, hallelujah, that it is not right that we should leave, amen, the word of God and serve tables, amen. It's not right for us to, amen, stop preaching amen, to go, amen, to see about this and see about that, amen, because the disciples, they were out on the battlefield for the Lord, amen, they were called to preach God's word, amen, that's why they were called the 12 chosen disciples, because they were handpicked by God, amen, they were sent to become fishermen of men. Amen. They was commissioned to preach the word. Amen. To be in season and out of season. And amen. And it's going to say, wherefore, brothers, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. Amen. They begin to tell them, amen, you choose you out seven men, amen, of honest report, seven men that are trustworthy, seven men that are devoted to God, seven men, amen, that have the Holy Ghost. See, you can't just appoint anybody. Amen. Nowadays, people are placed in position. They have no power. They have no Holy Ghost. They have no love for God. But yet, they, amen, are appointed and placed in a position, amen, that they can't fully be effective in. Why? Because they have not the Spirit of God. You got to have the Spirit of God in order to be effective. Amen. By God. Amen. Be the same. Amen. Choose you out 7 days full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. Somebody that got some wisdom. Somebody that knows how to, amen, handle situations. That knows how to reason. Amen. And amen. And come to conclusion. Amen. To make everything okay. Be the same full of Holy Ghost and of wisdom. Hallelujah. It will be a point over this business. Amen. But the fourth verse says, amen, the chosen 12 disciples, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Hallelujah. Amen. It says, and the same pleased the whole multitude that they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. They chose Philip, amen, and they chose the other disciples. It says, whom they set before the apostles. And when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly. And a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Amen. So when we obey God, when we do as God says to, amen, we can see the result. When we obey God, amen, and we do, amen, what it is that God wanted to do, amen, God will send increase. Sometimes we're wondering why there is no increase. Sometimes we're wondering why we can't see manifestation. Amen, go back and check yourself. Amen, stop looking and pointing fingers at everybody else and say, there's a reason why this ain't prospering. They to hold up, amen, they to hindrance, no, go back, and check yourself, and see, if you be found in the faith, see if you be found, doing what it is, that God told you to do, or are you going in the real error, accepting their own unrighteousness, my Bible tells me, that there's a way, that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Sometimes you wonder why you can't see manifestation, why you can't see, amen, what it is, amen, that God is trying to do, because sometimes we could be standing in the way, we could be the holdup, we could be the cause of us not flourishing, we could be the cause of us not prospering in the Lord like we should, because you're not going to tell me when you obey God. God's not going to keep his promise. Amen. God keeps his promise. And everything that God said in his word, he's able and he will bring it to pass. God's not a man that he shall lie. Neither is the son of man that he shall repent. He said it, shall he not make it good? God is able to perform everything that he said in his word. Every promise in God's word, he will bring it to pass. But we got to commit, commit our ways unto the Lord and trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. We got to acknowledge God in all our ways. Proverbs 3:5-6. And amen, acknowledge him in all our ways. And he shall direct our path. You're not going to tell me that you obeying God and don't ever see the results of it and don't ever see the fruit of your labor. Something is wrong with that picture because it's impossible for God to lie. He said in his word, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men. If you lift Jesus up, you're going to do the drawing. I come to find out if you do your part, God will automatically, he's going to do his part. We got to do our part, people of God. We got to do like the word say. Don't go to the right. Don't turn to the left. But drive and go forward. Don't go in your own way. Don't establish in your own righteousness because it ain't right. There's a way that in the right of all man, but the end of love, on the ways of death. Your ways will get you nowhere. Your ways will cause death, will cause damnation, not only for you, but for everybody that's connected with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So here in our scripture text, amen, the chosen 12 disciples begin to go by the leading of the Lord. They begin to choose out. They told their disciples, choose you out 7 men, full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and of wisdom. Amen. And they did that. Amen. They chose some anointed men of God. Amen. To lead the people. Amen. To lead, to become leaders over the business, over the administration, to minister to the widows, to minister to the elders, to minister to the fans, the jelly affairs that was going on. Amen. And the Bible lets me know and when they set amen them before the apostles. And when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. And the word of God increased. You see right then and there, there was an increase. It says the word of God. And the word of God increased. And the number of the disciples multiplied. In Jerusalem greatly. Meaning begin to say, God sent his word. And he began to add daily to the church. Such as should be saved. Amen. My Bible tells me in the book of Isaiah. Amen. I believe around the 59th. He said, my God's hand is not shorted, that it cannot save. Neither is ear heavy, that it cannot hear. Your sins and your iniquity just separate you from God. Amen. It ain't no part, amen. It ain't no short in God. It ain't nothing, amen. Amen. That God cannot do. He said, his hand is not shorted, that he cannot save. Amen. We're preaching the word of God. Amen. We're preaching the undocumented gospel. We preach Jesus and him crucified. We don't preach ourselves. We don't preach our opinion. But we preach doctrine. The true doctrine of Christ. The true word of God that has been established from the foundation of the world. Amen. This soul can be saved. Soul can be delivered. Hallelujah. Amen. In all of this, my topic tonight that I want to leave with you, that the Lord gave me. And my topic is, it may give yourself to prayer. And this will be too. If God permits, we want to leave with you tonight. My topic once again is give yourself to prayer. And this will be too. If God permits, disciples begin to say, it's all right for us to leave the word of God to serve tables. It's all right for us to leave even the gospel that we're preaching, the gospel of salvation, to go and take care of, amen, internal affairs that somebody else could be handling. It's important bring deliverance to another world. I shall begin to say, for the Spirit of God is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel, to preach Christ's items, to see the captivity, and to open up the eyes of the blind. That's what the Word of God comes to do. It comes to loose the shackles of the captive. It comes to open up the blinded eyes. But is that the devil? They got blinded on. They can't see the truth until the truth is preached to them. Instead of liberty, those that are in captivity, those that have been in bondage, those that are in Egypt for a very long time, and we've been sent to preach the word. I want to tell you, stop attending to everything that don't concern you, and stay on the wall and preach the word. Because somebody needs a word from the Lord. Somebody is waiting to hear a word from God. Something that's going to lift their shackles. Something that's going to set them free. Something that's going to turn them from the arrogant ways. That's put them on a street. Cross street. That straight and narrow path. That leads to righteousness. That leads to eternal life. That leads to heaven. Come on, say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. My topic tonight, give yourself to prayer. Amen. It's time to give yourself to prayer in this new year. What did you make up in your mind that you're going to do? Don't just say it, but follow through with it. Make up your mind. For God I live, and for God I die. Make up in your mind. Forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth. I pray towards the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. We got to press on. We got to press on. How you going to press on? By giving. Giving yourself to prayer. Give yourself only to prayer. The Bible begin to say, and if this is what we do, if God permit, we will continually give ourselves to prayer in the Word of God. Amen. That's what God wants from us. He wants us to give ourselves to prayer. Amen. So many times we come so busy. We become so busy with everything in life, with our own affairs, attending to our own thing, killer. We jump up in the morning. First of all, we get up late. We don't allow ourselves enough time to get up early. Early enough to go to morning devotion, to fall down on our knees, or to go into that secret closet and bow down, kneeling over yourself under the mighty hand of God. Amen. And pray. Seek the face of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. We so busy. We start up. We jump up in the morning out of bed. We jump up. We're busy. Amen. We start off busy. Amen. We're busy throughout the day. We're too busy to pray. We're too busy to read God's word. And we go all day long without praying. We go all day long without reading God's word. Let me tell you something. You're starving your soul. You're starving the spirit man. The spirit man is hungry for the word of God. Your spirit man is hungry for communion with God. Amen. But you eat lunch. Amen. You eat your dinner. You sit down at the table. You go and order lunch. You call Uber. Uber Eats come and deliver your food. But you didn't feed the spirit man. You gave the spirit man nothing all day long. But give yourself to prayer. Give yourself to prayer. Make up in your mind. I'm turning over a new leaf. I'm going to give myself back to God. I'm going to give more time to prayer. I'm going to give more devotion that God has come on and say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. We're going to move on. Amen. Hallelujah. Forgive you. Yeah. Hallelujah. This is what we do with God for me. Amen. Take time out of prayer. Amen. Stop being so busy. Stop being so busy in earnest matters. The Bible says in one scripture, busy bodies in earnest matters. Things that don't even concern you. You all up in the mix. You all up in somebody else's business. You trying to tend to somebody else's business. And you're not even attending to your own. You're not even praying for your own self. Amen. And I understand. And we got necessities, things that we got to do. But we got to pray. We got to seek God's face. Amen. We're too busy. We're too busy to pray. We're too busy to pick up our Bible. We're so busy running here and there. We're so busy taking people to the store shopping. We're so busy running to friends and family all over town. But we ain't got time to pray. We're so busy going about everyday life. But still, your spirit man is dying. You're getting weak in the faith because you're not praying. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, my God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Give yourself to prayer. And this is what we do. It's God for me. This is what I heard the Lord tell me when I began to ask the Lord. I said, Lord, what is my next mission? What is my next assignment? And God spoke back to me. No, glory to God. He said, give yourself to prayer. That's what I want from you. I want you to give yourself to prayer. Amen. If you give yourself to prayer, I'll handle everything else. I'll order your steps in my word. I'll commission you. I'll take you deeper depth. And I thank the Lord. But it starts with you. It starts with you. People, they want to do great things for God, but they don't want to deny themselves. They want to crucify the flesh. They don't want to aim and fast and pray, but they expect miracles to happen. They aim and expect aim and funny things to come about. But Jesus told the disciples, this forthcoming, stop much fasting and praying. Amen. If you don't fast and pray, amen, you ain't going to see much results. Amen. Little prayer, little results. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much results. Much prayer, much power that God will give you. He said, you shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. We're wondering why. We're praying for people. We're laying hands on them, anointing them with that holy consecrated oil. But amen, the people seem not to be recovering. I want to tell you why. Because you're not spending time with God in prayer. You're not building up your spirit. You're not throwing up your power. Amen, the power of the Holy Ghost. That's what's going to do it. Let the rod begin to say, not by my power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. If anybody do it, it's going to be by the Spirit of God. You can't do it. I can't do it, but God can. I say God can. God can do it. I know he can. I done seen him do it too many times before. I done seen God speak. Amen. With things begin to happen. I seen God use the man of God. I laid General Overseer, Apostle Holmes. I seen God. Amen. Him. Use him to lay hands on the sick and they recovered. I seen God. Use him and to lay hands on the dumb and their mouth came open and they begin to talk. The lame and they begin to walk and the dead begin to be raised again. Hallelujah, God. All these things happen. We see God doing right in our ministry. Why? Because the man of God, he gave himself to prayer. Amen. He prayed. He consecrated. He laid before God. Amen. As a child. child. I remember seeing my father. They're in the going consecration for 3 days and 3 nights. Sometimes he'd get in that church. He would go in the church, and he wouldn't come out for about 3 or 4 days. And amen. Other times, he would do it at home. He would go into his room, and he would shut in. He would consecrate for 3 or 4 days. We wouldn't see Dad around the house because he was in consecration. He would tell my mother, he said, don't let the children disturb me. He said, I don't want to be disturbed. And if for any reason, I don't want no phone calls. I don't want the kids making a bunch of noise because I'm in consecration. But now we have got away from that. Many of us, not everybody, but many of us, we ain't got time to go in the study. We ain't got time to go in consecration. Amen. But we want that instant result. We want that instant. We want it to happen. But no prayer, no consecration. But give yourself to prayer. And this glory too. If God permit. Come on and say glory. Amen. I'm so glad. I know my time is running out. Hallelujah. But the Lord put the message in my belly. His word of God is in my belly. Hallelujah. God is calling us back to prayer. God is calling his people back to prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you want to see some results, if you want to see some fruits of your labor, it's going to take prayer. It's going to take consecration. It's going to take self-denial. Amen. So many times we're so busy. Amen. And one thing about it, people of God, amen, think and friends, I want to tell you, if you expect to get close to God, there's some requirements that you got to do. Amen. There's some things you got to do in order for you to get close to God. Amen. Let me tell you a few things. A few things is turn off that TV. Turn off that TV. Stop watching so much TV. Amen. I never seen so many people of God. I never seen so many saints, born again believers. They're so into the TV. They sit down and watch TV day and night. They know all their favorite shows. They know what time their favorite show comes on. They know what day they met. They make it their business. I got to be back home by 8 o'clock because my show is coming on. And they watch TV from 8 o'clock all the way to 12 o'clock at night. My, my, my. Watch TV all day long. And they get up in the morning. Some like to come on TV in the morning. Amen. They start out watching news, but before you know, the TV is on all day long, and all day long they're listening to the TV. They're watching TV. Then the soap opera come on. All the young and the restless, all General Hospital. That's why they're young and restless, because they don't have Jesus in their life. That's why they're restless. The young people are restless, because they don't have Jesus in their life. Because the older people stop giving Jesus. Hallelujah. There was a time when the old saints used to instruct the younger saints. Child, you need to pray. Amen. Daughter, you need to pray. Son, you need to pray about it. Jesus will fix it for you. But now, not too many people are encouraging their children to pray. They tell them everything else to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Give yourself to prayer. Amen. Give yourself to prayer. Amen. I'm trying to wind it down because I know my time is limited. Amen. But give yourself to prayer. This is what God's requiring. Amen. In this new year, God wants a prayer people. God wants a people that's going to, amen, deny themselves. God wants a people that's going to yield themselves under the mighty hand of God. He said in due time, you may be exalted. Don't worry about it, amen, trying to exalt yourself. You just walk worthy. You just walk humble under the mighty hand of God. He said in due time, I will exalt you. Never mind everybody else overlook you. Never mind when people walk all around you like they don't see you. You humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. He said in due time, at the right season, at the right time, God said, I will exalt you. Woo, Jesus. God said, I will lift you up. Glory to God. You ain't got to worry about trying to build yourself. Stay humble. You just stay humble. Amen. I realize, amen, the more I go with God, the more humble I want to be. I want to walk worthy of the calling that God has called me, amen. The place that God has called me. I want to walk humbly, amen, in the sight of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And guess who? Amen, sabbatical, huh? Amen, I know this is a word that you don't hear so often, but amen, sabbatical, huh? We're talking about giving yourself the prayer, and you got to make the time to give yourself the prayer. You got to take time to pray. But so many times we're too busy, huh? Amen, we're too busy to pray because we're involved in everything. We're doing this and we're doing that, huh? Amen, but we're not praying, huh? Sometimes we even become busy in ministry, huh? We're doing ministry, but we're still not praying. Glory to God. You got to pray. You got to watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Amen. But sabbatical. Amen. From Hebrews 4 and 9, but sabbatical is a spiritual sabbatical. It's about removing the busyness of life and standing still in the Lord. It means taking activity out of our home. It's about spending more time with our family by coming home after work and remaining in the house and spending more time. Amen. Quality time and personal time with God. Amen. That's what sabbatical is. It's withdrawing yourself. It's pulling yourself out of the equation. It's taking yourself out of these busy activities that got you so busy. Amen. It's causing you to spend time, amen, with God. To spend time in prayer. To give God some of your personal time. Don't wait till you get to church. Don't open up your Bible. But go home and sit still. Go in your secret closet and open up your Bible and read. Amen. To see what God has to tell you. Hallelujah. Amen. Spiritual sabbatical is about removing the business, amen, of life and standing still in the Lord. It means taking activities out. Amen. Taking activities out. Activities, amen, that you don't got to have. Things that you ain't got to do. I ain't got to go to the mall. I ain't got to go to Walmart. I ain't got to go to the grocery store. I'm going to use the time and pray. I'm going to use this time and read my Bible. I'm going to use this time to commit to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sabbatical. Spiritual sabbatical. Spending time, amen. Spending more time and quality time with God. Amen. Spending time with God alone. Have you ever had some time, that personal time with God, lady? Have you had some personal time with God, lady? It's time for you to spend time with God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Cut off the TV. Cut off the radio. Amen. People always like to have words around. Well, I just like to have music playing. Amen. When I'm home, I just like to have music playing. Well, that's why you can't hear from God. And then we wonder why we can't hear from God. Because we got too much noise around us. Amen. He said, be still and know that I am God. Sometimes you got to silence you and find it. Sometimes you got to just, amen. Amen. Hang up the phone. Stop talking on the phone all the time. Amen. Spend time with God. Talk to Jesus. Down on my knees. Talk to Jesus. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your struggles. He'll hear your prayers cry, and he will answer by and by. Feel the prayer will turn it. Know that the fire is burning. Have a little talk with Jesus. Make it right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Give yourself the prayer. And this is what we do, God permit. Amen. I'm about to, amen, cry. You got to cut it off. Amen. A person likes to talk all the time. The Bible says a fool's voice is owned by the multitude of words. A fool's voice is owned by the multitude of words. Amen. I don't like to be around people that just talk all the time. Amen. Just run their mouth all the time. Amen. I'd just rather just pull myself out of that. Let me just get away from this. Amen. Because when you talk all the time, you're bound to tell a lie. You ain't going to be telling the truth all the time when you just run your mouth all the time. Amen. Learn to put a bottle on your tongue. Bottle your tongue. Amen. So you won't speak no evil. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you're going to do that talking, talk to God in prayer. Go on bend the knees and do it, amen. Use that time to talk to Jesus. Stop all this gossiping. Amen. I told you there's some things you got to do. Amen. You got to turn the TV off. You got to hang the telephone up. Amen. Sometimes you gotta just got to park the car and say, I'm not going nowhere today. I'm going to stay in the house all day today, and I'm going to hear from God. Amen. I'm going to commit this day unto the Lord. Amen. Sometimes you got to commit things unto the Lord. Say, Lord, I'm going to give you this day. This whole day belongs to you. Glory to God. Amen. Give yourself the prayer. Amen. I spoke that I was a child. I seen my father pray. Amen. I seen him say before God in prayer. And I seen God do great work, do great signs and wonders. I seen God do great signs and wonders through his life. Why? Because he had a prayer life. But so many of us, not everybody, but so many of us, we don't have a prayer life. And this is why we can't see the miracles of God. This is why miracles are not happening. It isn't that God can't perform miracles anymore. stupid butt because people are not prayed up. Get prayed up. If you want to see God perform a miracle, amen, get prayed up. Get close to God. Give yourself to prayer. Give your heart, amen. Give yourself fully to God in prayer. Amen. Yield yourself. Admit some personal time to God. Lay before God in consecration. Go back, amen, and shut yourself away from the world. Shut yourself away from family. Shut yourself away from the normal routine. And say, Lord, this is your time. I give myself away. Hallelujah. I give up my will. That your will be done. Amen. Spirit, just sabbatical for a minute. Amen. To energize, to re-energize us, and to renew us. Amen. Amen. They can, amen, help us to jump back. Amen. Stir it up to do God's will. So many times we get burnt out. Amen. We get burnt out. Amen. Everyday life. Doing this and doing that. We doing so much too. We get burnt out. Amen. But spiritual radical, if you take time for God, amen, God can recharge you. God can re-energize you. He can give you new focus. He can refocus you. Amen. He can renew your strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm trying to, amen, to stop, but dive deeper into prayer. People, God, dive into prayer. Amen. Give the Lord some time. Amen. Prayer has been a unique way of encouraging and correcting us. Amen. Resting in Jesus means we commune with him. Hallelujah. Pamela, man, picked it up back and wrote us off that I'm all churched out. Hallelujah. Amen. You're all churched out because you haven't been spending no time with God. Amen. But give yourself to prayer. And God will, amen, he will revive your soul. He will, amen, energize you. He will renew your strength. But you got to give yourself to prayer. Amen. My topic tonight is give yourself to prayer. And this will we do. If God permits. Amen. We praise God. Amen. You got to train yourself. You got to train yourself to pray. Make yourself pray. Even when you don't feel like it, make yourself pray. Amen. Put yourself on a schedule. Learn to pray morning, noon, and night. Learn to say this time is for God. Set aside that time for God. Hallelujah. Don't let nothing interrupt it. Amen. We praise God. I'm just going to bring it in. Hallelujah. I didn't get it all out, but you heard it though. Amen. Give yourself to prayer. Amen. Give yourself to prayer. And this will we do if God permits. There's some things you got to do. Amen. You got to, amen, pull yourself out of all this busyness. All this, amen, this stuff that don't mean nothing. This stuff that ain't going to get you nowhere. Pull yourself out of it. Deny yourself. Deny all ungodliness and worldliness. We should live soberly, righteously, and godly right here in this present world. Glory to God. But God is calling for praying people. Amen. In this new year, let's go back to prayer. Let's go back and get our prayer like that. Go back and get your prayer like that. Some people hold their heart before the willow tree. But in this new year, go back and get your prayer like that. I thank God because God began to give me my prayer like that. When I began to fall into a drought, I began to fall into a dry place. Amen. And my spirit began to dry up. Amen. My prayer life is just a wisdom thing. But thanks be to God. Amen. One day, amen, God began to come by. He began to come by and see about me. And he began to revive my soul. He began, amen, to put a stirring back in me. He began to put a zeal and a drive back in me to drive and go forward. Amen. And ever since then, I've been fighting, amen, to hold on to my deliverance. I've been fighting to stay free in God. I refuse to let the devil go back and find me. I refuse to go back into bondage. I knew from where the Lord brought me from. Now, I praise God even for this love, this prayer line, because my deliverance came through this prayer line. Even at the early stages of this prayer line, the Lord came. Ah, glory to God. Glory to God. The Lord came to see about me. One day, I called in the prayer line. Amen. The early stages of it. Amen. I called in the prayer line. Amen. I said, let me just call in. Let me just listen. Amen. See what they're talking about. I'm just here. But one day, the word of God began to come. The prayer began to come. And the Holy Ghost delivered began to come my way. And as I was laying upon my bed that night, amen, God began to quicken me. The Holy Ghost came and it quickened me. Amen. And I tell you, ever since then, my life has not been the same. Why? Because I've been revived. Amen. I begin to give myself to prayer. Amen. I continuously want to give myself to prayer that God can use me anywhere and all the time. So I'm just going to stop now, but thank God for the word. Thank God for your listening there. We pray that the word of God has blessed you. Pray that you're gave us now, but give yourself to prayer. And this will we do, if God permits. Amen. At this time, maybe somebody understand my voice. Maybe you said in this new year, I'm not, amen, in God like I should be or want to be, but I want to make a change. Amen. Tonight, we want to offer salvation to you. If there's anyone tonight that wants to receive this deliverance, amen, that we're talking about tonight, amen, this promise is unto you and unto your children. Amen. Tonight, if you want to receive salvation, amen, you can put star 6. Amen. And come on over. Amen. And we'll pray with you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. We heard the word of God tonight. Amen. God is calling you back to prayer. Amen. God is calling you, amen, to go back and get your prayer life. Somewhere along the line, amen, you lost your prayer life. You lost the zeal, amen, to pray, to seek the face of God. But tonight God is sending us a reminder to let us know that, amen, without prayer we can't make it. Without prayer we can do nothing. Amen. Tonight, amen, if that's you, amen, maybe, amen, you were seeking the Lord to be saved. But as time went on, amen, you started slacking up. And now you're not really seeking after God like you should. But tonight God is calling you back, amen, to prayer. Amen. Tonight there's somebody on the line, amen, that want to receive the Lord, amen, as your Savior. Maybe you was earnestly seeking the face of God at one point in time. But now you find yourself, if you would just be honest with yourself, and you realize, amen, I'm not running after God like I used to. Amen, because I've been distracted. Amen, my focus has been, amen, set off course. Amen, but tonight God wants to put you back on course. Amen, through prayer. Amen, if there's one tonight on the line that want to receive the Lord as your Savior, amen, we're going to ask you to push star 6. Amen, come on over, amen, that we may pray the prayer of faith with you. Amen, and God can give you a new start in life. God can reset you, amen, and you could go on in the name of the Lord. Amen. Is there one at this time? Glory be to God. Amen. Is there anyone, amen, that want to give yourself back to God in prayer? Amen, that you want God, amen, to come into your life, to work in your life. Realize that you have been slack lately. Lately, amen, there's been a bunch of slack. Amen, but God is saying, tighten up. Tighten up the slack tonight. Get the slack out your life. Amen, and get the lack out your life. Amen, and put more prayer in your life. Amen. Is there one tonight? Glory be to God. Amen. If there's not one for salvation, amen, God is calling. Amen, while the Spirit of God is striving, he said God will not always strive with man. God is not always going to strive with us. Amen. But while the blood is running warm in our body, while we have a chance, amen, we ought to choose the Lord. Amen. Tonight, if there's anyone, amen, that have a special prayer request, amen, you have a special prayer request, amen. And like the word of God says, sometimes we're so busy, we're praying for everybody else, which is a good thing. But sometimes you got to stop and pray for your own self. Amen. You got to stop and pray for your own self. Amen. And ask the Lord to help you to stand. Ask the Lord to help you to go all the way. Amen. Because the enemy is working fast because he knows he has but a short time. And he wants to wipe out the faith of the saints. The enemy wants to demolish our faith. Amen. The Son of Man said, when the Son of Man come, shall he find faith on earth. Amen. When Jesus come and the Lord come back, is he going to find anybody still believing and trusting in him? Amen. Tonight, if you know your faith is wavering, amen, if you know your prayer life, amen, is slim, amen, tonight God is calling you. Amen. God, amen, is, amen, speaking expressly to the church, amen, to let us know, give yourself to prayer. Go back to praying. Go back to fasting. Go back to denying yourself, amen, so you can hear from God. And he may tell you what it is that he will have you to do. Amen. So tonight, if there's one that see a need, amen, for God, see a need, amen, for renewed faith, renewed strength, renewed prayer life, Amen. Maybe you got burnt out along the way. Maybe you all churched out. Amen. But God come tonight, amen, to renew you in the spirit of your mind. Glory be to God. Is there one tonight? Hallelujah. Glory to God. God want to give us, amen, he want to refocus us. He want to give us new direction. Amen. The only way that can happen, amen, is we must yield ourselves to God. Amen. And give our hearts, amen, and our lives and our mind, our body, our time, everything, we got to yield it back to God. Amen. Is there one tonight, amen, for special prayer or prayer request tonight? Glory be to God. Give yourself the prayer, and this will we do if God permit. Amen. If there's no special prayer request tonight, amen, we're still going to pray the prayer of faith. Amen, because we know that somebody needs to turn back to God. Amen. This nation needs to turn back to God. Amen. Families need to turn back to God. Individuals need to turn back to God. Turn your hearts back to God tonight. Amen. Put your mind back on Jesus. He said, turn, amen, back unto God. Amen. With all your heart. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we humbly thank you, we praise you, we glorify you. Father God, we thank you for the word, the spoken word tonight. Oh God, that we have heard and that was declared in the atmosphere, even in our hearing tonight. Oh Father God, we just praise you, we glorify you. Oh Father God, we pray that you will work on us, God. Oh God, make us what you would have us to be, huh? Make us, oh God, that child that you're calling us to be in these last and evil days, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh God, look beyond our faults and see our need, huh? Oh God, forgive us of our shortcomings tonight, huh? Oh God, forgive us of our sins, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh God, when we have failed you, when we have come short, God, huh? We pray that you will help us to make 100. Oh God, we build like 99 to have won't do, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh God, we got weak along the way, huh? Lord, we acknowledge that we stop praying along the way, huh? We stop seeking your faith along the way, huh? We stop reading our word like we should, huh? And God, the result of that is caused, oh God, it caused us to become weak in the faith, huh? It caused us to waver and doubt in the faith, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? But Lord, without you, God, huh? Oh God, but with your stretched out hand, God, we know you're able to rescue us, Oh God, rescue our sinking soul, Rescue us, oh God, from trouble, Oh God, rescue us from sinking sand, In the mighty name of Jesus, Oh God, deliver tonight, Lord, Oh God, set your people free, Oh God, restore to your people, The joy of our salvation, And uphold it with our free spirit, In the mighty name of Jesus, Oh God, we need to renew it tonight, Renew every mind tonight, Renew every spirit tonight, So that our man perish, Yet they will end renewed day by day, Oh God, renew our minds, Renew our thinking, God, That we can think sober, In the mighty name of Jesus, We know you're able tonight, Lord, Oh God, we need you, Lord, We need you tonight, Jesus, We're weak, but you're strong, Oh God, you are strength, Oh God, you are very present help, even in trouble, In the name of Jesus, Oh God, you know all about it, Lord, Meet us right where we are, God, Don't leave us in the valley, Oh God, but meet us, right where we are tonight, Oh God, raise us back up, Where we have fallen, God, Where we have fallen from grace, Raise us back up, oh God, Cause us to sit in heavenly places, In the name of Jesus, Send restoration, oh God, Restore to your people, Lord, Restore Israel tonight, In the name of Jesus, Save on the line tonight, Oh God, save, Save tonight, oh God, Your ears not heavy, And it cannot hear, In the name of Jesus, Your hand is not short, That it cannot save, Oh God, reach us tonight, In the name of Jesus, Don't let none of them be lost tonight, Don't let none of them be lost tonight, Oh Father God, we ask, huh? We ask in your holy name, huh, that you save your people, huh? Oh, God, deliver your people, huh, out of the hands of the enemy, huh, out of the snares tonight, huh? Lord, huh, deliver us tonight, God, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Deliver us from ourselves, huh? Oh, God, we're hurting, huh? We're hurting our own self, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we need you, huh? Oh, God, we need you, huh? Like a fish need water, huh? We need you, huh? Oh, God, we can't live, huh? We can't move, huh? We can't breathe, huh? Without you, huh? But, Lord, huh? We need you tonight. We acknowledge, huh? We acknowledge that we need you, huh? We acknowledge, oh, God, huh? How frail we are, huh? Oh, God, we're frail, huh? Oh, God, but be our strength tonight, huh? Be our anchor, huh? Anchor our souls, huh? In your holy word, huh? Don't let them be moved, huh? We shall be planted, huh? By the rivers of the water, huh? Like that tree, huh? I shall not be moved, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we cast you tonight, huh? Let nothing, huh, separate us, huh, from the love of Christ, huh, which is in Christ Jesus, huh? Let nothing tonight, huh, cause us to be moved, huh? Cause us to be separated, huh, from your love, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh, we need, huh, oh, God, we need you tonight, huh? We need you, Lord, huh? Somebody on the line tonight, huh? Oh, God, they need you, God, huh? They may not have come forth, huh? They may not have acknowledged it, huh? But, Lord, huh? Somebody needs you tonight, huh? Somebody's burning down, huh? Somebody's troubled, huh? Somebody's confused, huh? Don't know which way to go, huh? But, Lord, huh? We're interceding, huh? In their behalf tonight, huh? Somebody's depressed, huh? Somebody, huh, is overwhelmed, huh, with the cares of his life, huh? Lord, when my heart is overwhelmed, huh, lead me to the rock, huh, that is higher, huh, higher than I, huh? You have been a shelter, huh, from the storm, huh? You have been a protection, huh, from danger, huh? Lord Jesus, there's power, in the name of Jesus, there's deliverance, when we call on that great name, Jesus, oh God, help tonight, help your people to stand, take your people through, in the name of Jesus, oh Jesus, cleanse us, oh God, save us, Lord, raise us up, Lord, Jesus, help us to do your will, your will, Lord, we desire to do your will, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, oh God, there's deliverance in prayer, there's power that's saving, there's healing in prayer, men are to always to pray, and not to faint, you said pray without ceasing, be instant in prayer, in the name of Jesus, oh God, give us a prayer spirit, give us a prayer mind, in the name of Jesus, oh God, rebuke, everything that's not like you, everything that come to hinder, rebuke it, in the name of Jesus, let your people go free, that they may better serve you, that they may serve you, in spirit and in truth, in holiness, in righteousness, in liberty, in the name of Jesus, liberate tonight, loose every band, loose every shackle, in the name of Jesus, Jesus, oh, glory to your name, glory, 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 glory to your name, God, remember those tonight, oh, God, those that are in despair, those that are cast down, those, oh, God, whose hearts are heavy tonight, remember them tonight, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray for renewed strength tonight. We pray, oh, God, that you will help your people. Oh, God, see us through whatever may be time. We know God will take care of us in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on your people everywhere. Look on those on the prayer line tonight, whether by telephone, whether by radio, whether by the airwaves, however means, Facebook. Oh, God, those under the sound of our voice tonight. Oh, God, we pray that you will meet every need tonight. Oh, God, bless every household tonight. You know the need of every household tonight, God. Oh, God, we pray that you will move tonight. Fix it, work it out tonight. Somebody got a problem tonight. Somebody got a situation tonight. They don't know how to handle it. But, Lord, you can handle it. Oh, God, you can fix it tonight. Oh, God, you can move in their favor tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, somebody's child has run away from home. Somebody don't know where their child is tonight. Oh, God, we pray that you, oh, God, speak comfort to their heart. Oh, God, you said, let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. In the mighty name of Jesus, let that lost child come back home. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on the prayer list tonight. Oh, God, look on those that are grieving. Those, oh, God, that have lost loved ones. We pray right now that you are stripping. Oh, God, look on the Everett family tonight. Oh, God, look on the children, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, comfort their hearts tonight. Oh, God, be strength unto them, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you take them through this hour of sorrow. You take them through this hour of loss, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, be a comforter unto them tonight. Comfort your people tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on missionary Dorothy Fan. Oh, God, look on her husband tonight, God. Even as they buried, oh, God, as they laid their love on the rest. Oh, God, we pray that you are stripping them tonight, God. Oh, God, stripping them day by day. Renew, oh, God, their strength, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help them to look to you, God. Help them to put their trust in you tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, take them through their grieving. Take them through their hour of sorrow. Oh, God, comfort them, oh, God. Comfort them tonight, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, let your word. Let your word soothe their pain. Let your word ease the pain tonight. In the name of Jesus. I know that you're able, Lord. I know that you can take them through, Lord. I know you can and I know you will. Oh, God, you did it for others. You did it for me, and I know you can do it for them. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, it's in your hands tonight. We cast all our cares upon you, for we know that you care, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on Evangelist Bradley tonight. Look on all the advisors tonight, God. We pray you will comfort us tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, be strength to us tonight, God. Take us through, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on the brand new network, God. Even though we have suffered loss, God. Oh, God, take us through tonight, Jesus. You be a comfort to us, God. You be strength to us tonight, oh, God. Help us to lift up our hands on your gates. And be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. In the name of Jesus, we look to you tonight, oh God. We look to you tonight, Jesus. You are our strength tonight, God. You will keep us in perfect peace. In the name of Jesus, oh God, be stripped to us tonight, God. Oh God, take us through, oh God. Help us into our heart as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, look on the brand new network family. Oh, God, look on the family, God, of the Brand New Network, God. Oh, God, strengthen your people everywhere. Oh, God, everywhere, strengthen your people everywhere. Heal every broken heart tonight. Heal every wounded spirit tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know the angels are rejoicing tonight. The angels are rejoicing. Oh, glory to your name, God. In the name of Jesus. Tell another soldier that made it home. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we fought the good fight of faith. She laid hold on eternal life. In the mighty name of Jesus. A crown of righteousness is laid up in store. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you tonight. Bless your name. Oh, God, we bless you, oh, God. You don't make no mistakes. We accept your will tonight, Jesus. We accept your will tonight, God. Yes, to your will, Jesus. We accept your will, God. Oh, God, you don't make no mistake, but you know what you're doing. Oh, God, your perfect will be done. Oh, God, let your perfect will be done tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, give us this day our daily bread. Oh, God, give us what we need day by day. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, any sick among us tonight, Father God, we pray that they be healed. You said with your stripes we're already healed. Oh, God, we're healed because you said that we're healed. We're delivered because you said we're delivered. We're made whole because you said we are made whole. Oh, God, we take faith. We take hold of your word. Oh, God, we trust you, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, remember those that are suffering with COVID, God. Oh, God, everyone that, oh, God, going through COVID, God, even the Delta virus, God, we puke it in the name of Jesus. We declare victory over it tonight. We declare, oh, God, we are overcomers. We shall overcome. No, God, no evil shall come nigh thy dwelling. In the name of Jesus, we know that you are able. We believe your word. Your word is already spoken, and your word is already settled in heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus, we rest upon your word. And Lord, we're standing on your promise. Oh, God, remember us tonight, God. Remember us in a special way. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we praise you. We thank you. Thank you for this opportunity just to call upon your holy name. Father God, we love you. We praise you. We bless you. Oh, God, be with us. Have your way in our life. Oh, God, teach us to pray always as you taught your disciples. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Teach us to pray as you taught your disciples. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we love you. We bless you. We praise you. All these blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen and thank God. Glory be to God. Amen. Back into your hands, woman of God.
Amen. Amen. Holy Ghost. Amen. Holy Ghost on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Nothing you can say to that. Glory to God. This word on tonight. Glory to God. Nothing you can take away. People of God. Amen. All we have to do now is just do it. Amen. Give ourselves to prayer. Amen. What a word on tonight. I'm telling you. People of God, I was stirred in my spirit. Glory to God, saw so much. Amen. Jesus, glory to God, even as the man of God was going forth, glory to God, hidden every corner. Amen. Every corner, even in the crevices. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Even just being busy. Amen. We can be too busy. Amen. I find myself, glory to God, hallelujah, and people of God, all you can do is say, ouch. Forgive me, Lord. Amen. But this word was cutting on tonight. Glory to God. But it was befitting. It was what God is saying to his people right now. Amen. Glory to God. We know that there's a lot that's going on. Glory to God. But we must give ourselves to prayer. Amen. And like how the man of God talked about going on a sabbatical. Amen. Pulling yourself out of the norms of life, the things that you normally do, pulling yourself away from your normal schedule, being cognizant of what you're doing, and really give yourself to prayer. Amen. Glory to God. Will you do that? Will you do that, people of God? Will you do that? Will you do what the Lord has said unto us on tonight? Glory to God. It's needed. It's needed. It's time. Amen. Glory be to God. As I've said, amen, I'm not going to, amen, go back over the word, but the word tonight, the express word of God, amen, to his people tonight. And we pray that you've given ear to hear what the Spirit is saying unto you, the church. Amen. Glory to God. I'm stirred in my spirit on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. To give myself even the more to prayer, to give myself even the more to prayer. And I pray that you are too. Glory be to God. And we're not going to prolong the time, but we're going to ask, amen, our advisor, amen, on tonight, Minister Ollie, if she would come speak a word of blessing over our speaker tonight. Glory to God. Amen. And then right after her, glory to God, we're going to turn it back over to you, Minister Emmanuel, for other remarks and for the closing of the line. But I just believe someone is stirred in the spirit on tonight. And we're not going to hold you, glory to God, because right here in this flow, right here in this flow, we want you to give yourself to prayer. Amen. We want you to take the spirit of the word on tonight and go into prayer. Amen. So we're going to ask Minister Ollie to come over. Amen. Speak a blessing. Amen. Over the man of God. And right after that, Minister Emmanuel, you can come back for other remarks and for the closing of the line. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Minister Bradley?
We can hear you.
God bless you. God bless you, Minister Bradley. God bless all the leaders, the pastors. God bless each of you all tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless all the apostles, prophets, evangelists, and teachers. Each of you in your respective place. God bless the messenger tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Now, Father, we thank you. We praise you for your word. We thank you. We praise you for your messenger. Father God, we ask you tonight to bless him only like you can, Father. Father
yes.
God, we ask you to strengthen him, God. We ask you to uphold him. We ask you to shield and protect him, God, from all hurt, harm, and danger. Father God, we ask you in the name of Jesus, cause your face to shine upon him, Father. In the name of Jesus, and O Heavenly Father, we ask you, God, to be gracious to him.
Mm-hmm.
And may the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. And may the Lord strengthen you. May the Lord lead and guide and direct you in the way he desires you to go. May the Lord wisdom be with you. And may God keep you always. May God protect his word, his anointing that he'll place upon your life. And may the Lord's joy be fulfilled daily in your life in the name of Jesus. May God bless your ministry. May God bless wherever your feet tread. And may the Lord bless whatever your hands touch. And may the Lord bless whatever your heart desire is in the name of Jesus. Oh, may the blessings of the Lord overtake you in the name of Jesus. And may God give you a fresh anointing. In the name of Jesus and Almighty God. And when he walk out among the people, God, in the name of Jesus, let them see you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let them see your anointing, your glory rest upon you, Father, in the name of Jesus and Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, keep him, God, and
yes,
perfect peace. We thank you for the work that you started in him. And Father God, we know you're going to finish what you started. And we ask you to encourage him, Father, in the name of Jesus. Like so many of us, we do get disencouraged along this walk of life. Father, even though we may be preachers, Lord God, but we are still human, and we have the same feelings that everyone else has, and laws, and we win battles and situations and circumstances. But we look to the author and the very finisher of our faith, Father, in the name of Jesus. Keep your servant now. Keep your servant now. Give
yes.
him fresh anointing and give him sweet sleep. Ah, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, mighty God. Oh, mighty God. Let your blessing overtake him. Where he have more than enough, not just spiritual, not just physical, emotion, whatever that people may have need of. Because out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Father God, we thank you now for all things. We thank you, we praise you once again for this vessel. We thank you, we praise you for what you're doing in his life. Cover him now with the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Hide him even now, Father, behind the cross. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, we bind up the will of the enemy. And God, bind up every foul and evil spirit, everything that's trying to come its way that's not like you. Block it, Father, in the name of Jesus. For this is your servant. This is your mouthpiece. Cover him. Keep him. Sustain him. Make and mold him. In the name of Jesus. Oh, let your wisdom rest upon him. In the name of Jesus. Almighty God. And we won't take your glory. Mm-mm. We won't take your honor. And we won't take your praise. We'll give you what belongs to you, Father. In Jesus' name, continue to bless the work of this ministry. God, and the visionary of this ministry, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for all things now. In your son Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Minister Emmanuel. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Minister Ali Booker. Amen. We appreciate you, the prayer. Amen. We receive it. Amen. We thank God. Amen. For you. Amen. Unveiling yourself. Amen. For the master's use. Amen. We just bless God. Amen. Prayer is the answer. Prayer changes everything. Amen. That's why, amen, the word of God lets us know that men ought to always pray and not to faint. Amen. When you stop praying, you're going to faint. Amen. But if you keep on praying, it's not so easy to faint when you're praying. And it's hard to stumble when you're on your knees praying. Amen. We praise God tonight, amen, for, amen, this opportunity to come, amen, to for your presence once again. Thank God, amen, for, amen, the woman of God, thanks Bradley, to all the people of God, to all my advisors. Amen. We want to just leave an encouraging word with each and every one of you. Amen. Look to Jesus. Amen. When you, amen, don't know what to do, amen, when you've done all that you can do, you just stand and look to Jesus. Amen. And watch God, amen, bring you out. Amen. We're praying for you. We're holding you up. To all of our listeners, we're praying for you. Amen. As you're going through different things in life, amen, we want you to know we hear you. We hear you. We're praying for you. We're interceding for you. Amen. Missionary Darcy fans. Amen. We've been holding you up in prayer. We've been calling your name out, you and your family, as y'all, amen, laid your loved one to rest on yesterday. We've been calling your name out that God would give you all the strength, amen, and take y'all through the hour of sorrow. Amen. Others, amen, we've been praying for you because we know prayer is the answer. Prayer is what's going to do it. Amen. Once you know, Vance Bradley, we're praying for you. Amen. We're holding you up in prayer as well. Amen, that God will give you strength. Amen, amen, all, amen, the Prayer News Network, the PNN advisors. Amen, we're praying for you. We're praying, amen, one for another, that God will even strengthen us, even in this time. Amen, what you know, amen, it was a great hit. Amen, our hearts were heavy, but we know, amen, we look to the Lord. Amen, one thing about it, it's our loss, but it's heaven's gain. Heaven has gained another warrior. Amen. Another intercessor. Heaven has gained that interceding for us. Amen. And praying for us. So people, God, lift up your heads, all ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Amen. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we praise you. We thank you. Father God, we pray that you will help us, take us through. Father God, remember us even in a time like this. Father God, remember your people, God. Even look on the Everett family, God. Remember the Everett family. Remember the children. Remember the grandchildren. Father God, we pray, oh God, we speak peace over them right now. We speak comfort, oh God. Be consolation unto them. In the mighty name of Jesus, take them through. Oh God, you guide them and lead them, oh God. You be their strength. In the mighty name of Jesus. We know, Father, that you're gathering your jewels. Oh God, you're gathering your jewels and you're taking your jewels. You're calling your jewels home. In the mighty name of Jesus, those that have their garments washed in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, God, those that have their garments, amen, without spot, wrinkle, any blemish, you're calling your people home. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, just help us to be ready, oh, God, when you should call our name. Oh, God, we know that you're able. We know you got the power. Oh, God, prepare us, God. Oh, God, prepare the saints. Prepare the people. Oh, God, prepare us, oh, God, for the tribulation period that shall come upon the earth. Ah! Hey, glory to God. Prepare us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that shall remain and be here, oh, God, when that time shall come, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, God. Help us, God. Save us, Lord. Save us, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that you're able. We know you got the power. Father God, we'll give your name to pray. We'll glorify you. Teach us to love you. Oh, God, with all our heart, mind, body, soul, and strength. Teach us to love you. In the name of Jesus. Help us to be found doing your will. Oh, God, we know that you're able to bless this prayer line, bless every listener, God. Oh, God, enlarge our territory, enlarge our borders. Oh, God, strengthen the visionary, the founder of this prayer news network. Oh, God, continue to encourage your heart, lighten every load, every burden. Oh, God, bless her household. Continue to heal her mother, God. Continue to raise her mother up in the mighty name of Jesus. Look on Mother Reed tonight right now. Father God, be strengthened to her, God, in the name of Jesus. We know that you're able, God. We know you can do it. Father God, with all these blessings we ask, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Amen. People of God, we praise God for you once again. Amen. We love you. Amen. But God loves you best. Amen. Pray without ceasing. And this will we do if God permit. Amen. Until tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Amen. Blessings be unto you in Jesus' name. God bless you.
How do we? When you've done what you can, and it seems like it's never enough. Oh, tell me, what do you say when so-called friends turn away your belongings on the moon? Tell me, what do you keep? When you've given your all and it seems like you can't take it through, well, you just stand with me, nothing left to do. You just stand, watch the Lord see you through. After you've done
this session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.